Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Tuesday morning. A night off from local baseball, but a huge story in sports. We were talking about it yesterday, anticipating a decision. The decision comes down. The Supreme Court says the states are allowed to legalize sports gambling if they choose to, something that Chris Christie, who will be joining us today in about an hour, was fighting for a long time. Then Phil Murphy took it over, and New Jersey wins this. It's not just a win for New Jersey. It's a win for every state that wants to get involved in this. And it is going to change the way we watch sports. It's going to change the way we talk about sports. Not that gambling wasn't around, but the access to it, man, I tell you, this is going to be something else when it hits. And it could happen as soon as 2 weeks at Monmouth Park. Amazing. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm all right, Gio. And yeah, we were talking about it yesterday. I thought somewhere this week that it was going to come out. That's why, you know, we were talking about it. And then, of course, we get off the air and then it gets announced. I mean, maybe the Supreme Court was waiting for us to get off the air. I don't know. But I will say this. Boy, we're going to be building schools and roads and bridges all over the place. This is going to help fund the tunnel from New Jersey to, well, I mean, the way people are reacting about this whole thing is you would think that this is going to be like one big giant cash grab, and it's going to like save the entire state of New Jersey without creating any other problems. Oh yeah, there'll be no other problems. There'll be no other collateral damage, and we won't have to pick up the pieces for that either. Now, I'm in favor of this. I'm in favor of this for a number of reasons. One is because if Nevada can do it, why can't anybody else do it?
Right, of course.
I mean, Nevada's been doing this for years and years and years and years. And by the way, Nevada doesn't pay crap to any sports league that they accept bets on, and they accept bets on every league. So, you know, this whole crap about, you know, the NFL, MLB, NBA, everybody monitoring it so they can have some sort of integrity fee attached to it is a bunch of crap. It is like the most hypocritical thing I've ever heard. I'm in favor of it because they do this in Europe, all across Europe. And I'm sure that there are certain problems that, you know, that do arise that we can't see yet. And we'll be running into those as we get ready to go down this road. But at the end of the day, I mean, if somebody wants to bet and use their money and they want to spend it on, you know, betting baseball or football or hockey or basketball, whatever, God bless them. Go for it. I mean, like, we let you, and I heard JJ After Dark last night actually talking about this. He did make a very good point. He goes, hey, we let you smoke cigarettes. Hey, well, we might as well let you bet. We might as well let you do this, do that. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, if it is a windfall and it saves thousands of jobs, as Ray Lesniak has said, down in Atlantic City, I'm all for it. I'm all for people going to work and being a part of that industry. But I also know that this is also most likely going to lead to some other problems and other issues, especially for those people that can't control themselves now that you can do this legally. So at the end of the day, I think it's something that they fought for very hard. It seemed like it was bipartisan over there in New Jersey. It was a Republican governor. It was a Democratic leader in Lesniak. They came together. They recognized that they had to save Atlantic City, and they had to make it more like Las Vegas. So I'm down with it. I get all of that. And as far as these leagues are concerned, I mean, it's a bunch of crap.
Oh, of course.
It's so hypocritical how much money the NFL spent to try to keep New Jersey from winning this case. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if Chris Christie actually has some sort of number that the state has spent on these lawsuits over the last 10 years to finally get to where we are right now and how quickly it will take them to recoup all that money. And then on top of all that, where's all this supposedly cash grab. Where's all this money going? What are they going to use it
for? That's one of my big questions. But first off, I mean, just from the fan standpoint, you talk about the gambling addiction of people who can't control themselves. Yeah, there's always going to be people like that. And those who love to bet on sports will always find a way. Now, I do
Especially those people that don't have the money and have to borrow the money from a guy.
Right, exactly. Because
I know there were people around here that had guys. And when you have a guy, that guy will
provide
you some
credit. Yeah, yes. That a casino will not.
Right.
So there will be some more illegal bookmaking that happens out there. But what this will do is make it so easy. I don't even think about, when I heard this yesterday, the first thing I didn't think about was going to a casino and sitting at a sports book. What I thought about was having the app on your phone, sitting and watching a game and betting on everything.
All right, so,
and that's where people are going to get in trouble. And if you hear about live betting and in-game betting and you don't know what that is, well, that's just basically sitting there all game long and then the lines are changing, the odds are changing as the game is going on, different prop bets are popping up, and you're just bang, 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 bang. And if you're losing, you're chasing. Next thing you know, you're down $2,000 in a matter of 15 minutes and you're wondering what the hell you're doing with yourself. That's the thing to me that's going to be really, really fascinating to watch how people handle that aspect
of it. You know, longtime listeners of this show know that, you know, I know the people at Cantor Gaming out in Las Vegas. And initially when they went out there, it was all about in-game wagering. And you could do that from an electronic device within the casinos out in Las Vegas. And it was going to revolutionize, gambling and everything else and allow people to bet on, is it going to be a home run in the next hit
sure.
or whatever. So, that's not that far away. And, of course, Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, basically came out and said, my franchise is now worth double of what it was the day before that this was passed. Now, there's still a lot of things that have to go on. I think New Jersey, won this as a state by itself. And according to, all the politicians that you hear talking about this over the last couple of days, that they can pretty much – put the laws out there that are needed to be put out there to start this in-game wagering. That's why I thought, by the NBA Finals, I do believe, and we'll find out from Chris Christie a little bit later on, what the hoops and stuff they have to jump through to get this thing going right away. I do believe you'll be able to bet by the time the finals start rolling around here.
Well, I mean, Monmouth Park's basically saying a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
they got to figure out some of the, I guess the ins and outs of some of this legislation. But once they do, and they said they want to do it responsibly, it's going to be up in a couple of weeks.
All right, so a couple of things. So Mark Cuban says all this stuff, and then he starts talking about in-game wagering apps and all that other stuff. Which would really be like, I wonder how many fans will be at games if we do get to this point where you can actually in-game wage watching the game and the intensity of the fan that has just bet on you to hit that free throw and you missed it. What is that going to be like for the athlete? The other thing, too, is I would just say is, it's not a panacea. Like, it's not just like all this money is going to come rushing in. We know it's a $10 billion industry. And we know there's a lot of illegal gambling going on, and I think it does make a lot of sense for the state of New Jersey to prop up Atlantic City in this regard. And I'm sure the Borgata and everybody else are getting ready to ramp this thing up and get it cranking, because now all of a sudden you have a reason to go there and watch games and bet on games if you want, and maybe you'll be able to do it in-game as the game is going on. So I'm kind of for it. Sitting here next to Craig for the last 10 years and listening to all the arguments both and for and against, I've come around full circle and I'm like, okay, I get it. I understand why you want to do it and I understand why it should be done. And the European model basically has worked, and I don't understand why it can't work here.
Well, it's going to work here, and I think that this was met with a resounding positive vibe from just about everybody. And there is an appetite for this. There is a huge appetite for this.
Obviously there is.
From sports fans. I mean, they have wanted this for a long time. There was celebration. I had multiple group texts with friends of mine yesterday. They were so fired up. Let's plan a trip here. Let's do this. And hoping that New York was going to jump on board. As soon as possible.
Hold on. New York is we got to figure out who we actually is in office, who's not in office, who's on trial, who can actually make a decision, and the New York legislature is not going to be in session for much longer. So Governor Cuomo said we have to study this and we have to look at this.
Oh God.
So that's probably still a year away unless they do some sort of special session. They try to get it up and running by the time football season comes rolling around, where I think you, if you did that, you'd raise a lot of money in the state of New York as opposed to losing all of that initial money to the state of New Jersey. The other thing, too, is like I think of the Meadowlands racetrack over there, right? And I'm wondering if that racetrack wanted to open a sports book right in the shadow of MetLife Stadium, what that would mean on game day. I can't imagine they would allow that, but I, you know, who knows?
Well, isn't there some sort of mileage thing?
That's what these are some of the things that we've got to ask Governor Christie.
Right,
hopefully he'll be better, you know, versed on some of this stuff to figure out whether or not, you know, this can actually take place. Now, the other thing too, remember, is that you also have a number of senators and congressmen down in Washington talking about federal oversight of this. So everybody's going to want to have some sort of piece of this whole thing.
Yeah, well, that's the first thing that happened yesterday is everybody was looking about how they could get the cut. I mean, the same thing happened when those daily fantasy sites burst onto the scene. And then, you know, people were, wait a second, these guys are making X amount of money and we got to get our cut of this. And we have to figure out a way to do that. And by the way, those daily fantasy sites are going to be involved in this too. DraftKings sent out a massive press release about how they're jumping right in. Now, I think they have to attach themselves to a particular casino, let's just say, for example, because New Jersey is the state we're talking most about in New Jersey. But a casino could use the infrastructure that they have on their app, partner with them, so you got everything right there, and you're able to, if I want to play fantasy sports, I could do this. I want to bet on a game, I could do this. And I have all my money in this one account, and I'm just, I mean, the possibilities with the technology of today, with able to link something up to your bank account and be able to bet live like this, I mean, the possibilities are endless.
It sounds great, but there's also the other possibility, too, of, you know, families being destroyed and going away.
There's going to be a learning curve with some people.
I'm just telling you that there's that side of it as well. And if you know anybody that's ever been through something like this and what it does to the people around them, you know, it's frightening. So
I just wonder, I guess the question is, like, are there going to be that many more gambling addicts that are born out of this?
It all depends, man. You know, there are a lot of people that are addicted to their phones. And, you know, if it is easy just to drop, you know, $1,000 on this game on an app on your phone. Could you imagine how many people are going to get screwed over by this?
Yeah, I just, I
mean,
and so then it's.
I'm aware of that. I mean, but I'm also like, you know, hey, this is your life.
Right.
Live it.
I mean, I could ruin my life in any different way that I want to at any moment.
That's right.
At any moment, I could do that with all sorts of stuff that's legal.
Now, let me ask you a question. You know, I know that Craig used to bet on some games and stuff like that. How about you? Are you active in that area?
No, you know, I play not as much as, well, certainly not as much as him, but I do daily fantasy stuff. I like doing that, especially during football season. And the NCAA tournament here or there, I can't bet baseball games. I can't get into that.
DraftKings, you actually have to put the money into the bank before you can bet, right?
I mean, well, yeah, right.
Before you can
do
anything.
Yeah, I mean, you put it into the account.
Yeah, but that's the other thing. You're not going to be able to just start betting unless you can keep your account funded.
Yeah, but for me, there's no doubt about it that if there is, let's say, an easier way, just to, if there's a line that jumps out at me, you know, where I would never go search for somebody to put a bet through, you know, I wouldn't do that.
Vikings +3 over the Packers.
Yeah, yeah.
Monday night football in December.
Right.
Your team's healthy. Aaron Rodgers is not playing.
Well, this is a good example, right?
Yeah.
So normally a line jumps out at me, I would just make the pick on the air and then root for it. Now, if I'm able to take my phone out of my pocket and
that's the next generation, if that's the next step.
Well, that's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, then yes, without a doubt, I'm probably going to do that a lot more now if it's legal, because I'm not searching for some illegal bookie to make that bet. It's just too much.
Yeah,
it's too much for me.
And that's exactly what Mark Cuban's talking about. He's
right.
Talking about, It's more than just New Jersey winning this case. It is opportunities for other states out there now to get actively involved in stuff like this. And, you know, and where it ends, who knows? And how it's going to be regulated, whether it be federally or state-wise, who knows? I would think that, you know, initially, the way this thing's going to start over in New Jersey, and again, we'll ask Governor Christie a little bit after 7 o'clock this morning, exactly how they're going to institute all this and how they're going to regulate it. I think the state of New Jersey is just going to run it like the state of Nevada is, I would think.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you, right? And also, I think, too, what's funny about, like, the ruining of the life thing, what's not funny about it, what's interesting about it is, now with this, where it's legal, You've got bank accounts that are involved. You've got all sorts of things.
You know what this really hurts? This hurts the offshore gamblers.
Oh, that, yeah,
this
right.
Hurts the,
those,
you know,
sites.
Those sites and all that other stuff, because that's where people would, you know, and I played golf yesterday with a guy who actually does gamble overseas. And he's like, hey, you know, and he's from Philadelphia. He goes, hey, why do I have to do that now? Now I'll do it here. And he goes, honestly, you know, this guy has a business and everything. He goes, I don't mind betting here because at least I know some of my money is going to stay here in the form of some sort of state, you know, tax or whatever you want to call it. So he goes, I'm going to be cool with that, and I'm not going to be doing the overseas stuff anymore because I don't need to do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people who have never put a bet on a sporting event that will do it now because it's going to be so easy. And it's just a matter of how many of those people are going to go off the deep end if you're worried about that stuff. It definitely is going to be an issue, but I think it's like anything else. It's like when you turn 21 and you start drinking. There's a learning curve, right? You find out what you could do. You find out what you can't do. You find out what works, what doesn't, and then you finally figure it out, and then hopefully you don't have a problem, a substance abuse problem. That's sort of the way that I look at it like this. It's like, all right, you're gonna dabble. You're going to see how it goes. You're either going to hate it. You're going to get hooked. You're going to love the feeling, or maybe you're not.
So here's the thing. Al and Eddie and I, we were out in Vegas. We were out there for the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. Right, Al? And
yes.
You're not like a big Vegas guy, are you?
No, I do not like Vegas at all.
Yeah, but you liked the sports book, didn't you?
I put money on the Mets to make it to the World Series, and that was the year they did.
That's right. Future bets. Yeah,
future bets.
But the point being is that you are not a hardcore gambler, but when you were exposed to the sports book in Las Vegas, you did what?
Gambled.
You made a bet.
I made a bet, yes.
It was easy, right?
And I knew I wasn't going to, nothing illegal was going down.
Right, so you were cool with everything. Everything felt, you felt maybe a little slimy at first, but then you said, hey, this is pretty cool. I like this.
I did.
And at the end of the day, you bought in.
And I won some cash my first time.
And that's a guy right there that does not gamble.
Right.
That's a guy that just happens to be in Vegas. We're out there for the fight. We're having great dinners. Go see a couple shows, whatever we're doing. But then we walk past the sports book and Al says, wait a minute, let me go in and make a bet. I mean, and that's, you know, that's the thing. Like, I like Atlantic City. I like going there. I like going to the Water Club in Borgata. It's great. It's an awesome place, and I'm not a big gambler. So it's not like they're rolling out the red carpet for me and giving me the big suite, right? So they just – I like the restaurants. I like the shows. I think it's – the Borgata is an awesome place. It's clean. It's just a great place to go kill a weekend, right? I mean, so now you add this to it. I think there are going to be more people like Al that may go there and may go walking in there and placing a bet on
the goodness.
Could you imagine how many Philadelphia Eagle fans are going to be betting on their team to go to
the
Super
Bowl? Think about this, too. I mean, the big sporting events, like you mentioned the NBA Finals, how soon we might be able to see this thing in place. But, you know, the tournaments like the Gambler's Paradise, the NCAA tournament, there's going to be just a massive migration to Atlantic City.
You got
to
play Ormond
for the
NCAA, Park.
Yeah, or Monmouth Park, right? Anywhere you can go for the tournament, for the Super Bowl. I mean, there's going to be, it's going to be
massive.
But
you got to believe like places like Mohegan Sun, they got to be sitting on this waiting now for these state legislatures to get off their ass and go make a decision. I know Connecticut's talking about possibly doing something relatively quickly. I know Governor Cuomo basically shot that down in here in the state of New York. But I would imagine with the leadership of Ray Lesniak over there in Jersey, and I'm sure Governor Murphy's on board with this whole thing, that they're going to get this thing cranking by the time we get to the NBA Finals.
That's what I think. Yeah, I think so too. I mean, there's no reason to. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. Yeah. So when they got that decision, they were ready to pounce yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.